welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success and live a better life. This week on the show, we have Chris Grabe. Chris is the director of Startup Camp and CEO of The Boardroom. Am I getting those titles right, Chris?
You know, something along those lines. I help lead Startup Camp, and I'm the director of an angel investment group called The Boardroom.
Yes. Well, The Boardroom, a really interesting thing here that Raging Bull has been doing. Angel investing is one of those things that has kind of emerged over the past couple of years. You know, with Raging Bull, we've talked so much about, you know, how you trade in the stock market. And angel investing is really a very different thing that's become, you know, available because of recent law changes. And it's something that Raging Bull has gotten into. So I've been excited for a while to talk to you, Chris. But let me start with asking, before we talk about what angel investing is, how you got into the spot you're in. I know you've had several e-commerce businesses in the past. So talk to us a bit about your background so that our listeners can understand where you're coming from here.
Yeah, I think, you know, my whole life, I've not really been, you know, anything typical. People are going to go get their 9-to-5s and stay there for a long time and then just slowly invest in their 401ks, all good things. But my life and my story is very different than all of that. I knew I wasn't cut out for just the standard kind of 9-to-5 job. And all started years ago when I was a cast member on MTV's Road Rules South Pacific. So I kind of started that, ended up, doing a bunch of different deals, inspirational speaking, things like that. But really, I found some real traction and legs as an e-commerce company. You know, I was building as a founder, building multiple e-commerce companies, and really found success in the Amazon space. When Amazon was kind of still opening up, people didn't really realize that the opportunity for the private seller to win there was happening. Well, I jumped in and I was really, really excited and thankful that I did. Saw multiple millions of dollars come through there, learned a ton, met a ton of people. And so my whole thing is this, from a founder's perspective, it was just hard grind out there on your own. And so I wanted to figure out, okay, how do I take all the connections I've had, the relationships I've had, and the journey that I've been on through the years, and kind of be that middle point person for these folks who have money and they want to invest, and these founders who are building great companies that just need capital. And so that's where I got the opportunity to jump in with Jeff. We partnered together and said, hey, let's bring angel investing to the people, especially now with all the rule changes and the opportunities that are being open. And we all watch Shark Tank at home, and it seems so out of reach to most people. And people don't realize that they can actually be an investor, an angel investor, just like the people they're watching on Shark Tank.
What I love about that, Chris, is that, you know, you have sat in that entrepreneurial seat. You have been in the place of the companies and founders that you're talking to, asking other folks for capital in order to be able to build your business into what you know it can be. But I got to imagine at this time, right, where we have COVID-19 crisis, I'm working from home with 3 kids and a brand new puppy. You're working from home with 5 kids. They're probably going to be running around, you know, in the background here. There's, you know, a lot of folks are also looking at their 401k right now, which has been pummeled. And they're thinking, gosh, is now the right time to invest in companies when the market's getting decimated? You know, what do you say to those folks?
You know, it's funny. Yeah, no, there's definitely 5 children of mine running around here. I literally just shushed one through the office windows. Yeah, you know, it's a great question. It's kind of funny. Like, you know, one of the things that we've seen is because of what we're creating, there's a lot of partnership opportunities coming our way. People are very intrigued with this kind of like army of members and investors, angel investors that we're bringing together. And so one of the things we've done is we partner with a company that allows someone to invest from their 401k or their IRA. And so kind of one of the things I would tell somebody right now is like, hey, look, you can lose $2,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 today in your 401k as the market is just dropping out of the sky. Or you can take that same money before you lose it and invest it in a startup company and then let it and then play that risk. I mean, look, it's all a risk, right? I mean, some startups are going to be wildly successful and some aren't. But one of the things I would say, Ben, is there are companies that were built right before the Great Recession, in the midst of the Great Recession, and even in the shadows. I'm talking Ubers, Airbnbs, Spotify's, Twitters. All of these companies were either built right before, in the middle, or right after, in the shadows of the Great Recession, and they had massive exits and returns. There's this interesting niche where the startup world is kind of somewhat insulated from what's happening in the markets because, you know, they've got their head down, and some of these companies are disruptors, right? They are actually winning and being successful in the midst of all the chaos. And that's, we're actually seeing that in a couple of the companies that we have brought to our boardroom members and that we have invested in.
Well, that's, you know, two things I want to talk about there, Chris. One is what makes Boardroom unique through Startup Camp and Raging Bull here is that it's not just bringing deals to people and saying, hey, here's deals you can invest in. These are actually deals that as a company, the boardroom is putting its own money into. So it's not just saying, hey, check these out. It's saying, actually, we believe in these so much. We're going to put our own money in and you can as well. Talk to me about a couple of these businesses because there's a lot of fear out there in businesses right now. You know, they're looking to the government for stimulus, you know, to be able to stay open. And yet you've got a couple businesses that you've recently brought in and allowed your internal members to invest in that seem to be really, not just really cool, but also really necessary at this time. Talk to me about a couple of those businesses that your boardroom members have been able to hear about and interact with recently.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said, I mean, one of the things we're trying to do is educate people on the idea of angel investing. How does this work? We're going to really teach you. Here's what we're doing. Here's an over-shoulder watch. You can see how we're doing and evaluating deals. You're going to see all of our due diligence, and then you get the opportunity to make your own decision. And two of the companies that I want to talk about that we brought in the boardroom. First one is a company called Daz. It's a kind of a revolutionary idea when it comes to cleaning products. You know, when you go buy Windex off the shelf at your big box store, 90%+ of what you're buying is water. And so what Daz has solved is this idea of like, well, what if we didn't throw away a plastic bottle every single time we're going to try and clean our house? What if we literally had a concentrated tablet that worked just as good, if not better, than the cleaner I've been buying for years? And literally, I fill it up with water that I have from the sink in the tap. I drop this tablet in and bam, I'm ready to go and clean my house. Well, you could imagine, one, we were just excited about this technology. I mean, this company was on the Home Shopping Network and sold out in 11 minutes of literally thousands of products. So we were like, okay, there's a market here. People understand that. There's a green movement happening. All of those things were great. Even a few months ago before the market tanked and the world was on lockdown and quarantine. But you can imagine what's happening now when the whole world is trying to clean and disinfect everything they possibly can. This company is exploding. And now, you know, you hate that it's happening in the midst of this massive crisis, but he's three times his revenue from what he was doing even just a few months ago. He's getting international orders. And so this is a company that is actually thriving in the midst of this crazy downturn. And our members and our investments, the boardroom, we're seeing that increase along the way. Another company I want to talk about is one called Nextdoor Photos. This is a really unique company. They basically have built an army of people who take photography pictures, real estate pictures for real estate listings. So basically, they have a parent company. They find a local owner, say someone wants to say, I'm the rep in Nashville, Tennessee, and they will go and get pictures of real estate listings for local realtors, and then they will have the pictures back to them the very next day. They've got 40 locations, actually, I think 42 locations as of right now, and they're adding every single week, but they are on a rocket ride. And you'd think that things are slowing down for them, but they are actually seeing in the last 2 weeks, literally the last 2 weeks, and as we're recording this, I'm talking like what today is March 24th, I think, March 23rd, March 24th.
That's right. Yeah.
The last 2 weeks. So March, you know, 12th, 10th, 11th, all the way to right now, they have had their two biggest weeks of sales in the history of their company. And it, you know, they're like, well, people can't go see listings, so they need better video footage. They need things to tell the story online. And so these guys are actually crushing it and seeing bigger, bigger sales every single day. And so when somebody says to me like, hey, I don't know that this timing's right, I'm saying, look, there's an opportunity to buy. When the world is scared and they're afraid and they're sitting in their hands, yes, you have to be cautious and you have to be strategic, but there's an opportunity for great buys and great opportunities to still see W's and wins in the midst of all this chaos. And these early stage startups where you can get them at a great deal. And then hopefully a year, 2 years, 5 years from now, you're seeing thousands of percent returns. And it's no time better than the present to jump in on these deals. I promise you that.
Well, talk to us about that return, Chris. I mean, some of these businesses are looking for an exit, right? They're looking to build their company, to make it what it is, and then to sell it. Is that the case for everyone? I mean, my understanding with certain businesses, that is the goal, and others, it's not. It's actually to retain the company and to make a lasting dividend.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we're looking for companies, we're vetting companies, we're doing our due diligence, we typically lean towards the companies that are, at least what most intrigues us is those who are building to sell. When they start off, they have a plan to sell their company because they know that they can only take it to a certain part, a certain place. But, you know, there's some great, huge companies that would love to come in and buy them for $100, $2 million, $500, $1 billion if they get the valuation, the sales to a certain place. And so that's where we, as an angel investor, it's where you really win. You know, when I talk to people all the time and I say, hey, look, people are like, all right, explain to me what you're talking about. And I was like, well, you know, Spotify. And everyone's like, yes, I know Spotify. I'm like, well, if you would have put $1,000 as an angel investor into Spotify in one of their early rounds, you would have returned $1.3 million when they went public and had an IPO. And people just go like, oh, well, I had $1,000 at that time, and I would have loved to have gotten in on that deal. It's not a bad return. Now, that's what they call a unicorn, you know, that really just kind of shoots through the stratosphere. But I think at the end of the day, if someone puts $1,000 and now it's open where anybody can invest, you don't have to be accredited, or, you know, you can be unaccredited to do it. And you can put as little as $100 or $200 in the deal, then maybe it does return 1,000% returns or even a 400% return, right? I mean, I think sometimes we forget. It's like, oh, it didn't return a 400 million percent return. You're like, well, no, but it returned a 2,000% return. It's not a bad investment, right? And so those are the ones we're trying to look at from an exit perspective. But there's also ones like the Next Door Photo guys. They have a vision for the long term and for the future. And they're doing a distribution deal where, you know, if you invest a certain amount of money at this current valuation, then you get the opportunity when they start doing distributions in projected 6 months, then you'll get a check for the rest of your life as long as you're invested in that company, which is amazing and just exciting. You know, so we're trying to find different vehicles and different ways for us as an angel investment group. What do we want to do? And then, you know, at the end of the day, open that up so that our members can see if after they've done their due diligence, if they want to be a part of it as well.
Mm. So talk to me about what the experience is like for a member, you know, for our listeners. Let's say, you know, they check out the boardroom and they think about, you know, coming in. Is it just, hey, here's the deal, invest or not? What type of engagement interaction do members have with these companies in order to be able to both learn more about angel investing, but then also to be able to make their own decision on if they want to get in on these deals?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that in our world and today, I mean, we are a heavy, heavy media centric society. People love to have access. They love to have people, things to watch. They love to have, you know, content to read and develop. And at the end of the day, we are an educational service. We're trying to teach people what it means to become an angel investor. And so one of the things we do is we have a lot of different opportunities for our members to engage with these founders, ask them questions, see the due diligence that we put in. I mean, right before I jumped on a call with you, I was on a Facebook Live with one of the founders that we've partnered with in the boardroom, and they were literally fielding questions from our boardroom members inside of our private community group. So all that to say is that there's a lot of twists and turns and a lot of opportunities to see some exciting content. You know, we were down at the Raging Bull conference in Florida. We brought a couple of companies on stage. Sorry. We brought a couple companies on stage and they had the opportunity to sit across from not only our boardroom members, Jeff and Jason and the like, but they also had the opportunity to sit across from actual members who were on stage asking them questions about their company. And so there's a lot of great ways that we can get our members involved. And we're just scratching the surface here of what is possible. And we're really, really excited as we continue to bring great companies before our members. And as we decide if we're going to invest, they get the opportunity to invest as well. And it really, like, we're really going to hedge hard on a media play where people can get tons of access and tons of content so they can learn and grow and become a smarter and more educated angel investor.
Well, Chris, this has been super helpful, especially for folks like you and me who are stuck at home and thinking about what they want to do with the money they have, right? If the market's not necessarily looking attractive. Let me end with this question. I mean, I know it's been a meaningful thing for you having been in that seat to then be able to both provide this to founders as well as to others to be involved. What type of wealth wisdom would you give to the folks that are in our spot, stuck at home, maybe working from home, you know, as they're thinking about angel investing in general? What would be the first step for them if they want to take a step in this direction and explore more about this?
Yeah, I think I would just say is like, look, probably watch less of the news. Try and see a little bit more of a macro picture. You know, like we've actually been through some hard ups and downs over the last, you know, few decades. I think, you know, what's nice is the human will and heart kind of forgets those, remembers the positive things. But, you know, this too will pass. It is a tough time in our country, but I think entrepreneurs and those who are willing to keep a level head in the midst of all of it are going to be the ones that win. And so for anyone out there who's actually trying to say, okay, maybe this is the thing I want to get into. The market makes me nervous right now. I've got this capital over here. I'm sitting cash. What do I want to do? This is just another strategy. We all have strategies, right? There's the strategy of day trading. There's the strategy of the 401k buy and hold. There's the strategy of doing absolutely nothing. But all that to say is this is just another strategy. And it's a strategy that if it hits, has the potential to have massive returns and produce kind of that generational wealth concept. But it also has the potential to not and flop. So you have to just kind of know where you're at and be willing. I mean, it's the idea of diversification, right? You say like, okay, we're not saying people need to go all in here. I'm actually saying don't do that for sure. I mean, look, everyone's responsible for their own decisions, but I think angel investing is a great opportunity for someone to dip their toe in, especially now, because you don't have to be accredited. You don't have to have multiple millions of dollars of net worth to pull it off, to get in on some of these great deals that are going to be companies that we're talking about in 5, 10, 15 years from now. And I'm excited for those who are going to make the decision to jump in alongside us and what we're doing. It's exciting stuff. And so for all of you who are saying, hey, I'm interested in angel investing, we would love to get you connected. You can head over to startupcamp.com. We've got a lot of great resources there. There's a couple of trainings we've got so that you can kind of get educated and figure out what angel investing looks like for you. And hey, you know, 2020 in the midst of quarantine and all the craziness that's going on, you may be able to look back and say, this is when I started my angel investing journey. So we'd love to teach you all we can and walk alongside you guys as you learn all about angel investing.
That's awesome, Chris. One last thing for those who are listening and who like podcasts in general, where can our listeners check out your podcast, Chris? Because I know you talk a lot about this on the Startup Camp podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things we do is we interview founders and entrepreneurs and also angel investors, people who've been down the road and have seen. I had an interview with a guy who literally talked about, he's like, Chris, I was horrible at the beginning. I did not invest in Pinterest. I did not invest in Uber. I did not invest in Airbnb. He passed on all of them.
Oh, man.
But he did take Fitbit. So he won on the Fitbit side of thing. And I think that's the part about angel investing that people have to know is like, look, if one of these things takes off like a rocket ship, you know, and you invest in 5 or 6, well, then that's the one that makes up for all the other investments. So we talk to founders, we talk to entrepreneurs, we talk to angel investors, and we do it over the startupcamp.com podcast. So if you go to any one of your podcast apps you listen to, search Startup Camp, you'll see my ugly face there. And we would love to have you guys come and listen.
Awesome. Chris, thanks so much for your time today. I hope you and your family stay safe in the midst of all this and that you guys continue to bring in some awesome companies there in the boardroom. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast to discover more episodes and to learn more about people who have created, built, and lived successful lives. Also, remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.